Good morning, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're going to talk about a very interesting Ramban, which is found at the end of Parshas Tazria, where the Torah describes Nigei the Gadim. The Ramban talks about the general notion of Tzaras HaBeged and Tzaras HaBayis, and by extension he speaks about Tzaras HaBasar also. But specifically, Tzaras HaBeged, as described at the end of Tazria, and Tzaras HaBayis, which is found in Parshas Metzora, the Ramban has a very interesting take on these forms of Tzaras, and this is very much tied into larger inyanim of the Ramban, as he understands the idea of Nisim in general, and also in terms of how he understands the role of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll see how the points emerge in the language of the Ramban. It's also Kedai to see a little bit about these ideas as they appear in other Rishonim, such as the Kuzari and in the Rambam. So let's take a look at the words of the Ramban carefully. V'habeged ki yevo nega tzaras. So the Ramban says the following: Zeh ha'inyan eino teva klal v'lo hove ba'ola. The notion of tzaras habegadim is completely supernatural. There's no basis for this in nature. It just doesn't happen. V'chein nigei batin. Similarly, nigei batin that we have in our parasha Metzora, it's just not normal. It's not typical. There's no scientific basis for it. It's completely supernatural. So what's this about? Avo biyos Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem, Yeah, Ruach Hashem Tamid Alehem, Lahamid Gufam, here he includes the body, Ubigdeyem, Ubateyem Bemaretov, the Kasha Yikra Be'echa Mehem Varchet Va'avon, Yisra'e Ki'ur, something ugly, some deformation, Bifsaro, Obivigdo, Obiveso, Laharos Ki Hashem Sar Me'olav. Okay, so the Ramban is positing here that when Kal Yisrael are on a very high level, then their bodies and their clothing and their homes will have good appearance. Everything will be in sync. Everything will be good. There will be no signs of ugliness. However, as a result of spiritual lapse, as a result of chet, these kinds of things occur. They occur in the body, they occur in the beged, they occur in the bais. Now, although he refers to all three, but having opened by saying that tzaras ha-beged and tzaras ha-bais are not in any way rational or natural, so the point is that when the Torah is creating tzaras ha-basar, that could sometimes come in nature. But nevertheless, when it comes as a result of somebody who did an Aveira, it is an indication of a Kaddish Baruch Hu not being with him, that Hashem's Hashkacha has a certain way left him, Ki Hashem Sar Me'olav. Certainly so when it comes to Tzaras HaBeged and Tzaras HaBayis, where the entire enterprise is not natural. So that's why I think you have to explain how the Ramban is starting off by emphasizing Tzaras HaBayis, Tzaras HaBeged, but then he points out that the consequence of somebody who sins at a time when Klal Yisrael are on a high level, and then somebody deviates from the norm, from this high standard, so instantly there's going to be some manifestation of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha has departed. And that manifestation can take the form of Nigei HaGuf, which in itself does have a rational, natural basis, but it can also take the form of something supernatural. And what that's indicating is really that the point is that the supernatural and the natural are not as far apart as we might say. It's a function of we're used to, and what we can document empirically. But as far as what the purpose of this is about, it can happen in natural ways, it can happen in supernatural ways. So I think it's the first thing to take note of in the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban is telling you, as a fact, Tzaras HaBeged, Tzaras HaBayis has no rational basis. Tzaras HaBasar does. Could happen in the course of nature. But what all three categories of Tzaras have in common are that when Klal Yisrael are on a very high spiritual level, so then the slightest deviation in on an individual, Kasher Yikra Be'echad Mehev, Dvar Ched Ve'Avot, will result in a manifestation of Kiyur, Bitsaro, Obivigda Obivesa. And the point of this is to emphasize and to indicate Kashem Sarmeala. Now, what does that mean, Kashem Sarmeala? Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously is making his point here by showing the person that he has tzaras wherever it is. But the answer is the very fact that the person can have this manifestation of tzaras shows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there sustaining him in the same way. So it's ironic. It's like the sign of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I've done this to you is also a sign that I'm not there supporting you in the same way, in the natural, with when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely there giving the person the full hashgacha and protection, so this is not going to happen. So it's on the one hand a sign of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, you could say, displeasure, Kadosh Baruch Hu showing the person that they need to do tshuva, but it also is an indication that the person's chait has caused kaviyachal a Kadosh Baruch Hu to abandon the person on some level. Hashem sarmayalav. And that's why this result, again, natural, supernatural, is going to manifest itself. That's the first emphasis that the Ramban has here. So this is a very fascinating idea. And again, the tzaras can come in different forms. Included in these categories of tzaras are things which are completely supernatural, and it has to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael are in a high level, Shleimim Hashem, and the sense of Shleimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings with it Shleimus in terms of the guf, in terms of the belongings, be it the bais, be it the begad. If we just pause for a second before we go on in the Ramban, because there are a lot of points that I'm going to follow here, I want to just show you how the basic idea is mentioned in the Kuzari. And you should know the Ramban followed, he was familiar with the Sefer Kuzari. I know this from the Ramban's treatise called Torah Hashem Tumima, where a number of occasions there, the Ramban quotes the Kuzari. He mentions, for example, the famous question of the Kuzari, that what is the Torah say, Noch Hashem Elkecha Asher Zesicha Meretz Mitzrayim, coming up to Pesach soon. It should say, Noch Hashem Elkecha Asher Barasi Shemayim Va'aretz. The Ibn Ezra quotes the question of the Kuzari. So the Ramban makes mention of that question and gives his answer. So the Ramban was well familiar with the Sefer. Now, in this case, I don't think anywhere in Pirush and Torah does he quote the Kuzari by name. I could be mistaken. I don't recall any place where he directly mentions him. Could be wrong, again, I don't think so. But certainly in other Svarim of the Ramban, you find him mentioning him by name. Look at the Kuzari I have here on your sheet. So he was discussing Tumah, and he was discussing unclean things, physical ways. And then he wants to know about Tzaras HaBayis VaHaBeged, Amar HaChaver, Far Amarti Lecha, Kiseh Mechukei Kochos HaShechina. So the chius alokis, he calls it. I'm not used to this translation. It must be a newer translation. I have the old Kuzari. It's a slightly different word. Maybe it's more archaic, Lashon HaKodesh. But in any case, I'm reading from what I have here. It's interesting. Again, here, the question was posed regarding Tzaras HaBayis VaHaBeged, But then in the answer, he expands it to include the fact that there will be ugliness that will result in the body. Again, there could be a natural cause as well. But the manifestation of that natural illness, disease, will often come because of the chiyus halokiyus that's no longer sustaining the person. The ishtani yofya. Ukshehim esrachekes miyechidim nira al ko ish v'ish simen esrachek or ashkina mimenu. Mamesh, you see how the Ramban's very succinct language of ki Hashem sar me'olav did not come out of a vacuum. The Ramban is very much picking up on the language of the Kuzari here when he says that the simen of the tzaras is a simen hisrachik or ashkina mimenu. So the or ashkina is what gives a person a beautiful countenance. Kasha niris rachik haruach pisom bavur pachad odaiga shino saguf. In other words, when someone's spirit is diminished, it's going to manifest itself in a physical level too. A person feels worried. They look pale. You can see their complexion. You can see that there's a certain aura that's lacking. A person is upbeat, then you feel, like you could say, good vibes, a natural energy. You feel like the person is radiating something. You can't necessarily touch it, but you can sense it. Somewhat, that's what he's saying here as well. And he says also can have very, very obvious manifestations. In a case like a person is worried and so on, yasa b'gufosam b'komos shchorim b'yirokim b'yatsiyah b'layla b'hem yachadim zel ha'shedim. Okay, so basically the Ramban's point is very much made here by the Kuzari as well. Someone asked me, I think last week after Shir, right, that we find the Torah is Meshabeach, the Imahos, that they were pretty. We know that Sarah was Yiska, HaKosochim B'Yafya. Avram says, Hinei Shnayidakishi Basmaraat, and Rivka says, Tovas Mara Ma'od, and with Leah and Rachel as well. So, Yifastor, Yifasmara. Why is the Torah making such a big deal about how beautiful they were in physical sense? Sheker Achein, Behevel Ayofi. Why is the Torah emphasizing? I think the simple way to answer it in light of what we see here is that oftentimes the external beauty is a sign of spirituality. It doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, of course, it could be a person who it's really a mirage. Really, the person is very is not good inside, and yet they might seem to be very attractive. Especially nowadays, where we don't have tzaras, we don't have these types of manifestations, so you can certainly get duped. Somebody might not be good on the inside; they look bad on the outside. Sheker achin hevel ayof. But you know what the Gaon says on that pasuk in Mishlei? Sheker achin hevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem hitis halo. So the simple pshat is hitis halo means the woman of yiras Hashem, she can be praised for the yiras Hashem. So the Gra explains that really, Hitis halo means not just she should be praised for the Yiras Hashem, but she can be praised for the chen, she can be praised for the yofi as well. In other words, without Yiras Hashem, then sheker chen v'hevel yofi. But in combination with Yiras Hashem, hitis halo, that very same characteristic of chen and yofi can be part of the shevach as well. So again, to the extent that it's accompanied by Yiras Hashem, it's not something to dismiss. To the contrary, as we see here in the Kuzari and the Ramban, very often the fact that there is a good countenance is itself a reflection of a good inside, and the fact that the person is in sync with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's the first point that we have here in the Ramban. Let's proceed further. And to have the Ramban is now going to be guided by the language of the Pesukim. Again, a lot of times, without the Chumash, we miss some of the nuances. The Ramban is now going to delve into the language of the Pesukim and bring out how the Torah is really making the point here as well, that this is not, and he's going to the issue of how it's a supernatural occurrence. Says the Ramban, V'chein amar ha-kasuv, V'nasati nega tzaras v'veis eretz achuzaschem. This is the pasuk in Tzaras Habayis, in Parshas Mitzora. Now, why does the Torah write this way? You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. What's the whole pasuk? Kisavo el Eretz Kenan, perek yudalet, pasuk lamedalet. Kisavo Eretz Kenan, sheni nosi lachem la'achuzah. We'll see soon exactly what that is emphasizing. So when you go into Eretz Kenan that I'm giving you for inheritance, v'nasati nega tzaras. Why does the Torah announce the parasha of Tzaras Habayis in such a way that I'm going to give you a nega tzaras? Now there is a Rashi, there is a Chazal on this, which I'm sure you all know, having to do with the fact that it's actually the Surah Tova that they're going to get the Tzaras Habayis because of the fact that there were gems and there were treasures that were hidden in the walls by the Emorim in Eretz Yisrael, not wanting Bnei Yisrael to get this treasure. And Hashem brings Tzaras, as a result of the Tzaras Habayis, the walls get broken down, and Kal Yisrael discovers the treasure. So therefore, it's a good thing. It's a nice idea there. The lesson of sometimes what seems to be very bad turns out to be a blessing in disguise. Beautiful. And that idea is rooted in the language of the Pasuk. The same deal that Rabban is making, that's what Chazal are coming from. Why? V'nasati neged tzaras. Wow! I'm giving you this great news. V'nasati neged tzaras. It doesn't sound like a good news. That's what Chazal say, what they say. Now, the Ramban is answering the same question in a different way. Why is the Torah emphasized? V'nasati neged tzaras. This is the way to speak. Just tell me what it is. That should it happen, this is what will be. V'nasati neged tzaras. The answer is, I want you to understand, this is my message to you. That's why it says v'nasati neged tzaras. This is not normal. This is a direct sign that I am meshchina, is departing from you, has departed. You've lost that connection. You're no longer on the level that you were. And this is something completely not natural. That's what the Rabban is explaining, the language of the pasuk. Chen amra kasuk, v'nasati neged tzaras v'yis eretz achuzaschem, ki im makas Hashem bebayis ahu. In other words, this is nothing that you can attribute to nature. This is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating here. This is what the pasuk is emphasizing. It's the same diuk, but the Rabban is using it for his purposes to emphasize the point that he just made. Now, the Ramban is going to take it a step further. An interesting thing. V'hine eino noheg ela ba'aretz shehi nachlas Hashem kimo she'amar kisavau el eretz kenan. Now the Ramban says that the halachos of neged tzaras are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban tells you why. Because Eretz Yisrael is Nachas Hashem, and only in that land can you have this kind of manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating to Klal Yisrael that the person who deviates from this standard of Shleimus is going to be shown immediately that his behavior needs to be modified. That is something that a person would not be zocha to out of Eretz Yisrael. That's, you know, this is really a part of a larger theme in the Ramban, and this is something, for example, in the Ramban Nachri Mos, I don't know if we are meeting next week. Does anyone know if we are having a shiur next week before Pesach? I don't know. We'll have to verify that, because if not, I will certainly give you the Ma'amar Komos to look on your own. If not, we'll look at it together if we are having a shiur. But the Ramban at the end of Achri Mos has a very long discussion. He has it a little bit in some other places too, in Akev, but the most central location where he develops his thinking about Eretz Yisrael, the Machshava, what exactly is the significance of Eretz Yisrael, is found at the end of Achri Mos, where it talks about how the nations were driven out of Eretz Yisrael because of the abominations that they practiced. And Ramban develops a beautiful idea about how Eretz Yisrael is the place that we have the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intermediary forces. This is what the Ramban is saying here as part of his developing the significance of why Tzaras is only given, Tzaras HaBayis right now he's discussing, is only given in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Nachas Hashem. That's the only place where you can have this direct communication that Kadosh Baruch Hu will convey, you know, unequivocally this, you know, this message. So that's why it says, Kisavol Eretz Kenan. Kimosha Amma. Kisavol Eretz Kenan. Now, you might say, so why is it Tali in Eretz Yisrael? Is this halacha somehow a chovas karka? It's not like Tumas and Maestris. I mean, there's nothing per se about the halachas of Negei Batim that if it's a house, you know, somewhere else out of Eretz Yisrael, that shouldn't apply. So why is it a fact? Kisavol Eretz Kenan. Why in Eretz Yisrael? The Ein Adavar, but they are Yosel Chovas Karka. It's not so. This idea that what it represents, Ela be'eretz hanifcheres asher Hashem hanichbad shochin b'socha. And again, to understand this better, we have to look at the Ramban at the end of Achrei Mos, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chafei. This is, Ramban is not elaborated here. He's just giving you a tease of what he knows to be so, and he hasn't really elucidated it, but the idea of Neged Batim can only be in Eretz Yisrael because that's the Eretz HaNifcheres Sher Hashem HaNichbad Shochein B'Socha. Okay, so again, I just, you know, you need to understand this in light of the larger idea of the Ramban. Now the Ramban takes it a step further. Is it just about going to Eretz Yisrael? So we know in terms of halachas of mitzvahs atuyas ba'aretz, there are some mitzvahs that are noeg immediately, like challah, before achem ala aretz, right away, the mitzvah is noeg. And we have other mitzvahs atuyas ba'aretz that are only noeg la'acha yirusha v'shiva. There were 7 years of kibush and 7 years of chiluk. So sometimes the Torah says by a certain mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, v'ishta, v'yashavta ba, Kurim, other halachas, Shemitah, you have to wait for Yerusha v'Shiva. So what about the mitzvah of Nigei Batim? Is it right away, or is it only after Yerusha v'Shiva? So the lashon of the pasuk is, Ki savo eretz kenan, asher nirusu lechem la'achuza. So the Ramban now quotes the Torah's Kohanim. Ubetoras Kohanim Darshu Od, She'ena Bayis Mitame, Elula Achar Kibush Vechiluk, Bishayeheko Echad Vechad Makir Chelko Veshelo. In other words, once the land was apportioned to the various Shvatim and to the subgroups within the Shvatim, the Mishpachos, so that's the Lashon La'achuza. Everyone had their special inheritance. Everyone knew that's where they live, and that's where they belong, and that's where their family is, that's where the shevet is, and the affiliations were set, wasn't disorganized. So that is the time that the Tumas Negoim, the halachas, come into effect, not prior to that. Good, so that might be a nice drasha, Xeris HaKasuv. But the Rabban wants to make this halacha fit with the idea that he is presenting here. Why is it so? Why is it dafka after they settle down? Why is it not right away? Because the Ramban says like this, V'atam, ki oz nisyash v'daitam aleihem l'das es Hashem v'tishre shchinaso b'socham. Very important point here. The Ramban is saying that since the whole idea of Negoyim and Negebat in particular right now is because they're shleimim b'Hashem, and then there's a deviation, somebody does something which is not correct, so the sign will come instantly to show that Hashem sar me'olav. So the whole mechanism can only exist when Klal Yisrael are in this level of shleimim b'Hashem, number one, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, that whole possibility is not shaykh, because in Eretz Yisrael is that's the place that you can have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that soul connection. But then it's not enough just being in Eretz Yisrael. There has to be a certain Yishuv Hadas. In other words, to be able to have that sense of shleimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just being in Eretz Yisrael is not going to do it. There has to be a Yerusha B'Yeshiva, when everybody knows where they are and where they belong, and they have their space and they have their home, and that's where the shleimus Hashem can come about. That everyone sees where they are and they have their place and things are organized. And that's when the Shekhinah rests. And when the Shekhinah is resting with Socham, that's when it sustains their bias and their beged and so on. And that's when the deviation will cause the supernatural manifestation of departure of the Shekhinah. So it has to be predicated on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It's a beautiful taich of the Gzeiras HaKasid. Okay. So this is all in discussing Nigei Batin. And how the Torah emphasizes that it's Nasati Neged Tzaras, and it has to be in Eretz Yisrael after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Now, when the Ramban began, he was discussing Nigei Begadim, and he says that it's not B'Teva Klal, not this, nor Nigei Batim. And then the Ramban discussed Nigei Batim from the halachic perspective of it being only in Eretz Yisrael and after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That's a pasuk in Pashas Metzora. What about Nigei Begadim? Nigei Begadim, the Torah doesn't say anything about where. Dehabeget ki yevo negat saras. So the Ramban is now going on record and saying, I believe that the halacha is the same. V'chein ani choshev b'nigei habegadim shelo yinhagu ela ba'aretz. There's no miut explicitly. The Ramban says it's pashut. It's not applicable out of Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't the Torah have to be memayit? V'lo hutzrach lemayit mehem chutz la'aretz, ki lo yeru sham la'olam. It never will happen there, because it's a function, as Ramban is saying, of the Shekhinah being with Klal Yisrael, so that if there will be some deviation from that special connection, there will be immediately a reaction, but it's only when you have to begin with that level of shleimus b'Hashem. So it won't happen. So the Torah does have to be ma'ayit. Now, what's the obvious question? Minchas Chinuch asks. So how come when it comes to Nigei Batim, the Torah isn't seemingly ma'ayit? What's the difference? Ramban sort of leaves us hanging. It doesn't have to be ma'ayit by Nigei Begadim, because it never happened. And Nigei Batim, for some, we also didn't happen. There's a lot of things that are said, there's a lot of discussion. What could be, this is not a perfect answer, a full answer, but it could be in Hachinami. But the Torah wants to make that point somewhere. The Torah doesn't have to make it everywhere. In Hachinami, the Torah wants you just to realize that there's something special about this, that it only, that it's because of the fact that it's because of your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want you to know it's my message to you, and that's the Torah made that point by Nigei Batin, the Nasati Neged Saras. And the Torah says it's going to be in Eretz Yisrael, in a Chinami, it would never happen out of Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah wants you to understand it's part of the same message of Ki Savo El Eretz Kenan, of the Nasati Neged Saras. So just like the Torah says the Nasati Neged Saras, it's my message to you, the Torah says, and it's my message to you in Eretz Yisrael, it couldn't be otherwise. Once the Torah makes that point here, it doesn't have to mention it everywhere. So I think a partial answer to this question would be that in Achinami, if it didn't happen out of Eretz Yisrael by Begadim, it didn't happen by Batim either. So you don't really need the miut per se that it could happen, and the Torah wants you to know that the halacha would be, you don't treat it like a nega. It wouldn't happen. But the Torah wants you to understand the mechanism, so the Torah tells you, V'nasati neged saras, the Torah tells you that it's only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, meaning because it couldn't happen otherwise. So it's not a drasha that has halachic implications as much as it has hashkafic implications. There is, in fact, a man d'amar in Sanhedrin that Nigei Batim never happened. And the whole parasha is drosh b'kabel schar. Imagine all the drushes and all the Torah's kohanim and all the rashis and, you know, the Shavah Kohen, Bar Kohen, Zuli Shiva, Zuli Bia, the Kzeira Shavah, and working out, and all the halachas and all the details, and all of it is only Drosh V'Kavuscha. That's why there's a Manda Amma that way. The whole parasha never was, never will be. Maybe will be, but it never was. Al Kol Panim, so what does that mean? So clearly, that means that the whole parasha is there to teach us not necessarily halacha l'maisa, but hashkafa l'maisa, if you will. So I would suggest that's what the Ramban is saying here as well. If the Ramban says a nigid begadim never happened in Chutz Laretz, so mistama nigid batim never happened in Chutz Laretz. So what is the Torah saying? L'mayit Chutz Laretz, l'mayit, you know, before Yerusha v'Yeshiva, because the Torah wants to understand why is this happening? It's because of the special shleimus that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can only be in Eretz Yisrael, which can only be after you have your place in Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah puts it there in order to give you the hashkafic underpinnings of the mitzvah. And whereas it comes to Nigei Begadim, I know it already from Nigei Batim. I don't have to tell you the same thing. Either way, it's not Nogeya. So the Torah doesn't tell me the hashkafic message twice. So were it to be a halachic exclusion, so how do I know that halachically Nigei Begadim are excluded if it should happen in the Chutz Laretz? So you have to tell me the miut here, you have to learn the miut here. Otherwise, how do you know to learn from one to the other? But if the answer is Benkach or Benkach, it didn't happen, Lamaisa. So the Torah only tells it to you Fashkafa. That's what occurred to me to answer. There's a lot of things that are said here. The Kasha Ibn Chaschinach. But could be that's what the Ramban means to say. The Ramban's words don't suggest anything but that. I mean, the Ramban says that the basic idea of Nigei Begadim is, the Torah says, it has to be Eretz Yisrael for the reason I just told you. And the same thing as Nigei Begadim, but Torah has to remind it because it never happened. It didn't happen by the God, and the stomach didn't happen by Batim either. Anyway, there's a problem that's also raised that there's a Torah's Kohanim at the end of Parshas Tazria by Nigei Begadim, with Taro O with Tama'o. It says a lesson in the Torah's Kohanim, Kshem Shemitfa Ba'aretz, Kach Mitfa B'chutz La'aretz. So what does it mean? How could it be in Chutz La'aretz? It could be that the answer is that it's talking about a case of a beged that got a tzaras in Eretz Yisrael, and now the beged was transported to Chutz Laretz. So then you have to be judge it and do whatever is done, even though right now the metzias is in Chutz Laretz. But the nega itself couldn't have occurred while it was in Eretz Yisrael. That's what some want to say. I'll cope on it. There's a lot of pilpul here in the various svarim on the Ramban, to try to work this out in terms of the specific miut vis-a-vis Nigei Begadim, Nigei Batim. The Yesod is clear. The Ramban is making clear that it's true for both Begadim and Batim. What I believe you can be medayik from the Ramban here is that the exclusion of Chutz Laretz would not apply to Nigei Basim. And that's because the Ramban only emphasized that the supernatural manifestation that occurs only, you know, that can occur only in Eretz Yisrael. That this kind of instant communication, which totally defies nature, that would only be in Eretz Yisrael. So Begadim and Batim. However, the symptom of Nega Tzaras Ha'or, which after all could happen in naturally, that could happen in Chutz Laretz too. That's what it would seem to them about. In other words, and again, I assume it's also because of a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that the message should defy nature and be like there's no chim ten chil ten teva neis. It's all the same. I can show you. Hashem can show it in such a way which defies nature, because that's only Shach in Eretz Yisrael, where the level is so high. But in Chutz Laretz, there would never happen Nigei Batim or Nigei Begadim. However, Nigei or Basa, the Ramban is Mashman, would happen in Chutz Laretz too. Because since it's melubash b'teva, since it's cloaked within teva, so that could even occur in Chutz Laretz. That's what it would seem. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachaya, on the other hand, here as well, it's mashma that all the types of negoyim would only be in Eretz Yisrael. From the Ramban, it's mashma only these two categories are limited to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban takes it a step further. Again, regarding Begadim now. We started by Begadim, then we went to Batim, then we went back to Begadim. that even though there's no explicit miut, but it's the same thing. But the Rabban says another thing. L'pnei zeh od einam noagim ela bebegadim levanim velo betzvuim. The halacha of nigei begadim is only with white clothing and not colored clothing, not colored garments. Why is that? Ki ulai hatzeva hotzi akira hu b'makam ahu b'tivo velo etzva elokim hu. In other words, if there's some sort of a manifestation of discoloration in colored garments, it doesn't indicate unequivocally that this is etzva elokim, because it could just be a function of the dye spreading. You know, it might be one color and then the dye is another color, but with colors, these things can happen. So there is a shita that tzvuim bidei shamayim, it could be metame, but typically tzvuim bidei adam, that would not be metame. So again, it fits within the same thesis of the Ramban. Then the Ramban concludes with an interesting observation. Valderach habshat, because there are drushes on this, but valderach habshat, v'pnei ze yachziru haksuvim v'chol pasuk u'pasuk ha-beged o ha-or v'hashisi o ha-siv o ha-erev ki ha-davar neis ki davar nisi u'rabbefinu be'em midrashim v'kuam v'toras kohanim. So now the Ramban Alderach HaPshat is miyashiv another diuk in the psukim at the end of Parshas Tazriah. If you look in the psukim in Halachas of Nigei Begadim, time and time again the Torah repeats the various types of garments that we're discussing. Right? From the very beginning, V'habeged kiyev onaga. Then it says, Ovish si, Ove erev, Lapishtim brat sameh. And then it says in the next pasuk, Memtes, and the nega will be rak rak adam dum ba beged over or leather beged ba siva erev. And then it goes further, pasuk nanalef vidroyas hanega, and he'll see that kifasa hanega ba beged over si over erev over or. What's going on? Every time the Torah mentions something about the process of tahara of tuman tahara of Nigei Begadim, the Torah goes out of its way each time to repeat every single type of garment that it could occur with. V'soraf es ha-beged, with the burn part of it. O es ha-shtzi, o es ha-erev. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's hard not to see the diuk. V'im yireh ha-kohen v'nei lo fasa ha-nega, ba-beged, o ba-shtzi, o va-erev, o v'chol klior. And then further, the imra koin v'hinikeo hanega, v'kara oso min abeged o min aor o min asiyo min aerev, v'im teiro e'od ba'beged o v'asiyo v'aerev. It must be 7, 8, 9 times here. Each time the Torah says beged, the Torah says or this, or this, or this, or this, or this. What is the Torah trying to do? I mean, it's very strange, very strange. So there are drushes, but the Ramban says derech hapshat, it's because kihu davar nisi. So what does the Ramban mean? What does he mean? It's because it's the whole thing is so miraculous, supernatural, the Torah makes a point every time to say in your face, it could be here, it could be there, it could be there, it could be this or this. How does that indicate more than it's a nes, more than it's teva? What does the Ramban mean? It's a bit unclear. I saw a couple of different pshatim that have been suggested. Anyone have a thought? I mean, the simple way to say is that somehow the Torah just wants to put it in your face. So the more that you hear it, and every single one is like it's a nace here, it's a nace there. So the more the Torah emphasizes this garment, that garment, the more that it sinks in. That was talking about something completely abnormal, out of the ordinary. So. You hear this, you hear that, so you might not hear it, you hear beged, so you just kind of, your mind doesn't focus on it. You hear this beged, that beged, that beged. What? It's a ras and a beged and a shti and an erev and an or. That's when I read the Ramban, that's how I originally thought he meant this. The more that it's there, just to, even though you say, like, you know, that's what Torah is doing for us, every word is measured in the Chumash. Yeah, that's what Chazal Hamdrashis in Torah's Kohanim. But the Ramban is saying, it's valid enough to say just for the Torah to, you know, the more that the Torah is flashing in front of you, the more that your attention is going to be, it's going to be attracted, you know, to this, you know, and then you hear, and then it sinks in. So it repeats it each time with all of the various manifestations, so that suddenly it sinks in. This is totally abnormal. It's not normal to have it. Yeah, that's how I would say. Others have other ways to learn it. Rabbi Lapiansky in Or Yerushalayim has a sefer called Lev Sion on the Ramban. So I saw, he says that because it's a nay, so you can't be makish and learn one from the other. Because if something is typical, so then, okay, so it's two for one, it's two for beggar, it's two for seas, two for Erev. I don't know, I think the Rosh Ramban are more mashable what I'm saying, but that's what he suggests. And then another thing I saw is, this is already more, maybe more possible in the last lesson of the Ramban, that Yaakov Kapu Schwartz in the Yekev Ephraim, he says the Kshat could be along the lines of something the Rambam writes. If you take a look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, on the other side of your page, and we'll see soon about the couple of Rambams to look at. The Rambam says, in the middle of the Halachi, at Tezayin Yud, says, Tzaras was also Pele b'Yisrael as fear on the Lashon Hara. Shamesaper b'Lashon Hara mishtanos kiros beisa. The walls of his house change color. Im chazabo yitar abayis, m'amid b'risho, shuzat abayis, mishtanin kli ha'or shuzat beisa, shu yoshev v'shokhev aleh. So then, the Ram talks about kli ha'or in your house. Then he says, "L'chazav yitah mamav birisho mishtan habigadim shalav." So he says, you see from the Rambam, the Ram emphasizes another level. We talked about nigei batim, means the physical walls of the house. And then we talk about nigei begadim, clothing. The Rambam seems to have another category in the middle. Notice, the Rambam mentions the walls of the house, but before the Rambam gets to your clothing, the Rambam has an intermediary phase, because it goes progressively, right? So the Rambam has the kli ha'or shebeveso. Not the clothing you're wearing, but furniture that your sofa. So that means that you see a chiddush here, that since the nega comes for lashon hara, so to the extent that the furniture is, you feel more attached to, you more functional for you. You treat it, you know, you consider it more sentimental, you use it more. So to that extent, the nega creeps up on that, and then from there it gets even closer. So that, before it gets to the begadim that you're wearing, it goes to your sofa. Before that, it goes to the outside of the house. So what do you see? That not all begadim are in the same category either. In other words, you see that the Rambam is creating categories even within the categories already that the Torah created. So if that's the case, so even within the begadim themselves, we could take it a step further and say, well, so there's beged, there's tzi, there's erev, because again, the whole thing is a nais, and it's meant to convey a message, so it might be one type of message for one person with beged, might be another message for someone else with shesi, another one with erev, with klior, just like you see in the Rambam, that there's a level in between nigid batim and nigid begadim, so there could be differences between the various types of nigid begadim. That's why the Ramban is saying that the Torah emphasizes each one because it's over derech neis. Yeah, so that's another way possibly to read the Ramban. Yes?
Well, then, same to say that since it says like these different categories over and over again, I guess it represents Hashem like in a miraculous way, they find it on a higher level. And maybe the more you repeat it, so the deeper Hashem divides from.
Okay, so you're saying a different idea. I don't know how much this works in the language of the Ramban. We do find the concept in general of the Torah repeating something to show chiba. We find it Lamashal by, of course, the story of Eliezer ben Avram, when he tells the story over with all the details. So it says Yafesi Chasim Shu Avdi Avos Yitrasim Shobanim. The Ramban mentions that same idea in connection to the Mishkan. I think we may have done this together. Vayakel Pekudei. One of the things Ramban mentions as an afterthought is also the Shochiba. We also find about the Nesim. We're now in the Yemei Nisan, where the Nesim were makriv for 12 days, the various karbanos in honor of the Mishkan. So the Torah goes through each day, so it's also showing Chiba. So the concept itself I understand. I just don't know, here you're trying to apply the same idea here, since this is all showing Hashem's love to Kal Yisrael, so therefore the Torah emphasizes each type of beged in order to show the sense of Chiba. I don't know. I suppose it's a bit of a stretch, but it's not impossible to say what you're saying. Again, I don't know how much of this will really ultimately be the Kavanas of Ramban. I mean, the words of the Ramban are very short and hard to know for sure what he meant. That's why my first impression was what I just said, with nothing, without any embellishments. Al derech hapshat, the Torah says it all the time, kedavar neis, as if to say, you know, and this way you won't miss it. You know, if you keep hearing it again, the more that you hear something with these details, you know, sometimes you hear a story. I could tell the story in a short way, so the impact will be a little less. You know, that's why CPT is Mitzrayim. Kol marbe l'sapa reza mishubach, right? I mean, why? We all know the story already. Why is kol marbe? So the answer is, but everyone likes a story. And the more that, even if you know a story, you hear a story again, and the more that you really dramatize it and tell it, and emphasize this detail, that detail, so that the message will penetrate in a way that intellectually I might know everything you're telling me, but the fact that I know intellectually and I just make a mental note, that's Sechios Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not going to touch me in the same way. But if I hear the story, even if I know the story, but if I hear it and I have somebody tell it with all the details again, suddenly I'm taking it in. So, same idea. The Torah could say it each time with all of the various permutations, baggets, or suddenly the impact of the fact that it's a nace will settle in much, much more. That may be what the Ramban means. Maybe that alone. Yeah, please.
I was just thinking maybe the emphasis is nace. So maybe the explanation would be more of a natural one, that you have leather, cotton, linen, so on and so forth,
yeah.
Different materials disintegrate and react differently to humidity, to the sun, to...
So between everything, you know it had to be an ace.
The fact that it's the same merit of Mare Nega, every single one of them is either one of them will get the exact same Mare Nega. So the question is, you know, leather doesn't react
Fine.
The same way to...
Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Hear you. There are Rishonim, quite honestly. Even the Rambam, in a little bit, in Rambam's Mashmah, in Mishnayos Nigoyim, and the Ravbag and others, right, but now I talk about it, that do attribute Nigay Batim and Nigay Begadim to some Nigay Begadim to some natural cause. Like you say, you know, mildew or other things that could create this kind of a result. The Ramban is clearly not going with that approach. Now, even those Rishonim clearly say, but the point of the Nega is to communicate to the person. Just like the Ramban would agree by Nigei or Basar, that it might have a natural cause, but it's clearly meant to ma'or the person to tshuva. So these Rishonim say that Nigei Batim, Nigei Begadim also have a natural cause, and not supernatural in the same way. Now, if we begin to look at some of the language of the Rambam, you might get that sense. The Rambam doesn't use quite the same stark language as the Ramban. I also, while I look at the Rambam, I want to also pick up on something else that the Rambam does in connecting the notion of Negayim to another section in the Torah that also has in it some element of divine message. What am I referring to? We'll see in a second in the language of the Rambam. Let's take a look. Okay, so by the way, I guess before that, just to see again that the Ramban just reiterates in Parshas Mitzora, Amar Akasu v'nigei abatim v'nasati negat tzaras lirmos ki yad Hashem tasezos lo teva kal k'mo shepirashti. See, the Ramban talked about it at the end of Tazria, but when it comes to the Pasuk in Mitzora, he just sends us back to what he wrote and says that's the v'nasati negat tzaras. The Kuzari we saw, Now, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, we'll skip over the other Ramban, we'll come to it in a second. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Tumas Shabbas Krabi Anu and Yonav Abusenu Zal Gamkin Biaru Veldia also, Veikar Amuska Melov Shu Ona Shalosh Nara, Veashinu Yahu Yasko Bekoslim, Masachuva Hu Hamachuva, Mamad Bemerio, Yispashi Dashinu Yahu Kli Mishorsa Vekli Beso. Im Amad Bemerio, Yispashi El Begada. This is consistent with the Ram, which I mentioned this before, that the Ram has this middle ground. There's the tzaras on the outside of the house, then there's tzaras in the furniture, and then there's tzaras in the begadim, and then gufo. V'zem mofes mikuba bu'uma. This is a miracle. Now, the Ram doesn't say supernatural. The Ram says this is a wonder, which is quite understood in Manka Yisrael, kimo sota. So the Ram makes an equation between tzaras and sota. The Mehamari, the woman who's been unfaithful, will drink this potion, and suddenly, and that's clearly a clear sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that the woman was an adulteress. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim makes the connection to Sota. Now, in the Rambam Tumas Taras, the Rambam says this broad term tzaras from a lot of different things, and it's called tzaras in the form of or basa or nesek or begadin or batin, and that's called tzaras. It's not mimin hago shel olam, ela osu pela haya b'Yisrael. Now the Rambam at first glance saying what the Ramban said, but you see the Rambam is putting it in one category. The Rambam is, first of all, he's not taking begadin and batin and putting it in a separate category like the Ramban, number one. He's putting it all, and then secondly, the Ramban is not saying that it is completely impossible for it to happen in nature. He says, it's not mimin hago shel olam, el osu pela b'Yisrael. So I would suggest that the Ramban is not as dramatic as the Ramban on this point, that it has absolutely no rational basis. The Ramban is saying that it's not typical. Doesn't mean it's impossible. And certainly the Rambam doesn't make that point about Eretz Yisrael being the only place where it could occur. That's also not mentioned in the Rambam. And the Rambam just tells you, but clearly from Chazal, that it starts off here and the person gets the message good. If not, it gets to the next level, as we read before. In the Sefer HaChinuch, the shorish of the mitzvah is to show Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should take it to heart and learn the proper lessons. And all of this is, that you have time to read through carefully, but look at the chinuch. All this is a measure of hashgacha pratis. You can look at this on your own, see very important ideas here. Now, in the chinuch, this is the tzaras haguf. Does he mention about Eretz Yisrael? No. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have tzaras the other one in Kuf Samach Tes, doesn't mention that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, nor does he mention in Kuf Ayin Beis, just says B'tzchar Munekevos. And then Kuf Ayin Zayin, which is Saras HaBayis, he mentions, he mentions Ba'aretz. So there one could get the sense that only Saras HaBayis is in Eretz Yisrael. But all the other ones, including Tzaras HaBeged, not like the Ramban, would be Noeg in Chutz Lares. But I want to come back to the connection to the Sota. The problem that's raised by a number of Mefarshim is, why did the Ramban seem to say that this is something that's only here when it comes to Tzaras? What about, and the Ramban writes himself, by Sota, Ein b'chol mishpatei Torah davar toli b'nei su'la se'in hazeh. Here the Ramban makes a big deal about the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael, and when they deviate from the Shlemus, this is going to happen, the Tzaras. The Ramban makes it seem as if Sota is unique. Here the Ramban makes it seem that Tzaras is unique. So how can they both be unique? I mean, the Ramban is speaking on two different tracks. Each time he doesn't make the equation to the other one. The Rambam directly linked it, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, and you can also look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos to Negayim in Perek Yud Beis Mishnehei. The Rambam there also links it to Sota. But the Ramban speaks about Sota separately. He says this is a Mishpati HaTorah Toli B'neis. We don't find it anywhere else. L'nakos Yisrael min Mamzerus Sheyir Ru'uyim V'hashuas Shechina. And he goes on and develops the idea beautifully. So the question is, so how could the Ramban write in Parshas Naso, Ein b'chol mishpati HaTorah davar toli b'neis l'rasin nazeh? We have also Tzaras Habayis and Tzaras Habeged, which is toli b'neis. That's a question that a number of Achronim raise on the Ramban. But there are a couple of answers here. First of all, the Lashon Ramban is davar mishpatei HaTorah. Mishpatei HaTorah. What is it about Sota that's unique? Sota is Beisdin, has a jurisdiction to deal with the situation of the accusation that the husband has, that the woman was Mizana. That suddenly Beisdin should have introduced to their procedure this ceremony involving Meisota, which is predicated on a supernatural result. That's what the Ramban is saying in terms of Parshas Naso, that Sota stands alone. The notion of Tzaras is certainly such that it's totally b'neis, but it's not included in Mishpatei HaTorah. It's a halacha that exists for the Kohanim to deal with, and the person will come to the Kohen, and all this will play out. But Mishpatei HaTorah, we're talking about a Beis Din's role. Now, true that the Torah uses the Lashon of Kohanim, often referring to the Sanhedrin. That's true, but I don't know necessarily that the Kohen of Parshas Tzaras is the Kohen of Choshen Mishpat. They're distinct. It says Kohanim have a role in Kol Riv, that's the hat that they wear if they're acting like a Beis Din. And there's also another hat that the Kohanim have, the Kol Noga, that is, Ben Dom L'Dom, Ben Din L'Din, Ben Nega L'Nega. So Ben Nega L'Nega is not the same category as Ben Din L'Din. And therefore, I would suggest that the Ramban in Parshas Naso is discussing the miraculous nature of Sota in terms of being Mishpatei HaTorah. From the perspective of Mishpatei HaTorah, that's where Sota stands out, that introduced in procedure for Beis Din, in their role as Beis Din, to introduce this ceremony which involves Kadosh Baruch Hu showing divine intervention through what's going to happen. That's something where Sota stands alone. And therefore, the Ramban is free to discuss Tzaras also as a distinct idea, as a nace in its own way. The Rambam, on the other hand, made the link and says that we have here is similar to what we find by Sota. So that's a beginning of an answer. You could think certainly of some other possible resolutions to the question too. Either way, it's something interesting to ponder. Good Shabbos, everybody. Don't find anything but over here. Mishpatei HaTorah, Tavar Tali B'nei. The Rabban talks about it.